Moncrief on News Talk.
It is that time of the year when a book might appear in a Christmas stocking, but books for and about characters with dyslexia are still relatively rare. However, the publishers Little Island are putting out a range of books with this in mind, among them Dinosaur Pie and Dinosaur Mode Activated, both the work of Jen Wallace. Good afternoon, Jen.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So when it comes to writing and designing a book for children with dyslexia, what kind of things do you have to keep in mind?
Okay, so when I was writing Dinosaur Pie, I've got neurodivergent main character in there. So there's three kids in the book, and Rory is ADHD, Oleg is dyslexic, and Dari is autistic. It was very much in my head that the readers of the book, we'd have lots of neurodivergent readers as well. So when I talked to Little Island, we discussed about making it as dyslexia friendly as possible and as accessible for as many readers as we could. So things I would have kept in mind as a writer, and I'm autistic and ADHD myself as well and have a short attention span. So I would have made sure we had lovely, short, sharp chapters. And lots of cliffhangers to keep us going from one section to the next, and lots of humour. Yeah. I'm actually my inner child is a 10-year-old boy, so I get great fun out of writing kind of for that 6+ age group. So I think lots of fun is the way to go. So the kids really, really want to keep reading, and that it's just great fun for them to read. And then from the publisher's point of view, they have designers and things like that. And so they made sure, they looked into making the layout as friendly as possible for dyslexic readers. And I think that's all about the size of the font, the type of the font that's used, how it's spaced, and then how the pages themselves are laid out so that, you know, that the book is very highly illustrated. Alan O'Rourke, he's an Irish illustrator, he's done some really, really fantastic artwork in there, but there's a very clear definition between the words and the pictures, you know, so that it just makes it a little bit easier for young people or parents who might struggle to read a little. I get a lot of feedback from parents at workshops and things about, they kind of open the book and there's nearly a sigh of relief going, oh my goodness, this one's easy to read, you know, because dyslexic kids and neurodivergent kids grow up to be dyslexic and neurodivergent adults as well. So to make it fun and enjoyable for as many people as possible. Mm. And all the things we do to make it more accessible work for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, they don't. Yeah. It's stuff that works, makes it more accessible for everybody.
Yeah. So, any child's book should be for any child, if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
So in your book, then, when you're introducing characters who neurodivergent characters, as you say, they have ADHD, they have autism, do you describe this to the reader? And do you have to kind of tell them what it is, even?
Well, I suppose the books are primarily about kids who get accidentally turned into dinosaurs. So that's the main theme of the book.
That's so relatable, Jen, really.
So relatable, so relatable. And then it's just that the main characters happen to be neurodivergent as well. So the books aren't about neurodivergence. It's kind of like what you call casual representation. So I put little bits in about it, but there isn't a lot of information.
Yes.
You know, so, yeah. But they're all told from the children's point of view. So when Rory in Dinosaur Pie is describing what's going on, you know, he's talking through his own ADHD lens. And he's got a great sense of humor, and his brain is going a million miles a minute, and he keeps going into like sidetracked and side crests. And but, you know, we only touch very kind of gently on it and in an age appropriate way. Like at one stage, you know, Rory's mum, he's given out about, she's had a meltdown at school, and he's all upset. And he's remembering his mum when he was younger, and was explaining to him about ADHD, she explained it as his amazing dynamic hyper disposition. And I got feedback, I got feedback back from teachers that when they're reading this book in school, and the kids kind of go, oh, that's so cool. And that they actually use that language then, you know, was their kind of class way of talking about things. And it opens up discussions.
Because I imagine any child reading with a parent, they may well say, what is autism?
What is it?
And that's, well, your description of ADHD is a brilliant one anyway. They probably just they just need that one anyway.
Yeah, and that's like, because I had three characters. So the first book is Dinosaur Pie, and that's Rory, and it's all Rory's story about him turning into dinosaur. And the second book, which just came out in September, Dino Mode Activated, is about Oleg. And Oleg is dyslexic as well, but Oleg also really wants to be like, he talks the whole time as if he's live streaming. It's all like and subscribe, and you know, all that that young kid language. That's such fun. But he's also dyslexic. So we just touch on that a little bit in it.
I'm guessing there's going to be a third then, is there?
There's a third one. So Daria is the third. That's coming out next July. We don't have a title for it yet, but it'll be something dinosaur. And we'll just explore, touch on a little bit on Daria's, Daria being autistic. And she is quietly breeding tiny pterosaurs in her bedroom. So it's great. It's fun. Yeah. It's fun. So. Yeah.
Are there many writers doing the same as you, writing books that are that feature neurodivergent characters?
There are a few. There aren't as many as there could be, but there are a few. Like in Ireland here as well, we have Serena Malloy, writes the fantastic verse novels which feature dyslexic characters and really explore dyslexia. Aoife Dooley is an autistic writer. She's written, you might have heard of Frankie's World and Squid Squad. And who else is writing neurodivergent? I do know Dave Rudden's New Con of the Dead has also got an ADHD character in it as well. But there's kind of, like, could I give you a little quote from the Inclusive Books for Children? So this is the Excluded Voices Report 2025. It's a really small quote. And it's a UK initiative. And so they're just talking about neurodivergent books, and they were saying there's been no change in the number of picture books published with neurodivergent main characters year on year, with only two titles released in both 2023 and 2024. In 2024, both books were by the same British own voice creator. And then they say, from no children's fiction books featuring neurodivergent main characters in previous years, 2024 saw the publication of four such books, three of which were by a British own voice author. So it's still like really, really, really in the minority that you see neurodivergent characters as main characters and that you see them written by neurodivergent authors. Whereas we know ourselves, our classes, our schools have so many neurodivergent kids. And it's really important for them to see themselves and for it to be normalized for everybody that, neurokids don't just have to be, you know, the quirky sidekick in something. They can be like, they can be the main character. They have main character energy as well. There really is more scope for it.
More power to you, Jen. Thanks a million for speaking with us today, and happy Christmas to you. That was Jen Wallace there. Her books are Dino Mode Activated and Dinosaur Pie.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.